Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, the Hub City, and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Shay Lewis, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.
The Hub Show is back. Yeah. Season number two from Hub City.
We're back.
Shay Lewis is in the house.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Chris
What's
is
going
back.
On? Yeah, Chris. I never left.
That's right. You've been here the whole time.
I've been here the whole damn time.
We just
time.
Turned the mics on all of a
yeah,
sudden.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a whole month.
Huh? Yeah.
It's been like a month.
Right. A how lot's happened in a month.
How you spent your summer vacation, Chris? You the Nine Balls Deep team in Vegas.
In Vegas.
Did
yeah.
all right?
Yeah, you made some t-shirts for us. That worked
yes,
out
I
all right.
All right, but how'd the team do?
They did okay.
Yeah. But you had fun out there.
Yes,
right?
Yes. I learned that when you go there, right? Mm-hmm. You got to if you want to win or compete, mm-hmm. then you just need to stay focused. You just got to keep shooting, and then going to sleep, and then shooting and going to sleep because the schedule they don't care about. The schedule runs 24/7. So they don't care about day and night. Like you might have to come back at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
To shoot, and you got to shoot like every 5 hours.
Right. So no matter what condition you're
depending
in,
depending on whether you win or
either
lose.
Be there.
Eric was out there too.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Eric, the engineer's in the house.
How'd you guys do? Get over here.
Wait, he's not. He wasn't on Nine Balls Deep.
No, he wasn't. But he was on another team out there.
That microphone's off.
Yeah. Oh,
it's turned down anyway. It's all right. You were on what?
I was on the Masters team. It's a little bit different than 8-ball and 9-ball. There's no handicaps, no skill level. Everyone plays even. We lost our first, won our second, lost our third, which just means we could enjoy Vegas more.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's how Chris
right.
went out there for.
Yeah. 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 I didn't even shoot.
All right.
I didn't even go to shoot. I just went there as a cheerleader. And then half the time I didn't even cheerlead. I was out on my motorcycle I rented.
Cheerleading on that.
Yeah, I rented one of those three-wheel motorcycles, those slingshots.
Oh, did you?
I went out to Red Rock Canyon, and I went out there twice, actually. Once there, just tearing up the roads with it.
Good times
playing
out
with
west.
It and stuff like that. And then we went out once the next morning, went out hiking.
Yeah.
And then went to Hoover Dam in it.
Good oh, times. That sounds like you had a good time.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah,
I mean, shooting pool or not shooting pool, you had a good time.
Yeah, yeah. My buddy Richie threw a cheeseburger at a car. It was pretty sweet.
But you said you was on a bike, right? A motorized bike.
A motor
yes,
motorcycle.
He said that.
A motorized
a slingshot.
A moped.
That's what it's called.
So I take it that you did good because you was sober the whole time.
I was actually. Everybody went out there thinking I was going to be the crazy one here, I was the. I was the designated driver for the whole fucking
Oh,
crew.
That's good. Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm so proud of you. So proud.
Oh, believe me, they'll never drive with me again. It doesn't matter if I'm drunk or sober. I'm a lot worse driver when I'm sober.
Oh, well, yeah. I would never ride
I
with
took,
you.
I took the rental car out one day. We went out like... Sue was like... She was like, let's go out and find some Starbucks or get some coffee or something. So we went out... We didn't end up going to Starbucks. We went up and down the strip, and then I ran into this construction zone, and there wasn't enough room to, like, make the turn. So I pulled the e-brake and, like, slid the car sideways and busted a Huey, like a 180, like, you know, like Miami Vice style. And Sue slid.
You thought she was in Fast and Furious.
Sue slid across the back seat and smacked her head off the window. She said, I'm never fucking riding with you again. He's like, well, you know, whatever. First thing in the morning.
You need help. Yes. We need to send you back.
That's
to
what
the
you do
job.
In rental vehicles. You tear them up. You destroy them.
No.
That's
no.
the purpose of renting it.
No.
You just buy the insurance, and then you just go fuck the thing all up.
No.
And so, not. Shay, last time we were on here, you had just got back from Texas.
Yeah.
So how was the month of August and the rest of your summer been?
It's been very, very busy.
And hectic.
Very, very hectic and busy. But it's a good busy for the most part. You know, so... working and, you know, I'm...
And twerking?
No, I don't twerk.
Working and twerking?
No twerking. I didn't do any twerking.
I like twerking
summer.
While I'm working.
Well, you
do
know,
you do that?
Guys don't twerk.
Up on the ladder?
Guys don't twerk. As you,
Chris
twerks.
Yeah.
Guys don't
apparently.
Twerk. That's,
yeah.
not, that's not cool.
I'm actually going to be... I might be... I've hurting myself here soon. I'm going to chop down a tree in my backyard.
Right. Did you get a permit?
My first attempt. Fuck permit. It's my yard. It's my tree. I paid for that thing. Who? From who? Who would I talk to?
The city.
The city's not a person.
You got to go down to the city and get
your permit.
Talk to
Shelly Mack.
No, I ain't got to talk to nobody. I'm dropping that tree.
Okay.
Before the well, it's either that or I'll just wait until the snow takes it down.
Well, wait, let the snow take it down and get the insurance claim.
Yeah.
There you go.
Get a new addition
put
on the house.
So Shane was busy.
Yes.
Chris was busy. Chris, you did a couple more concerts too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who'd you see?
What all did? What
Offspring and who else?
Offspring and 311.
There you go.
Jimmy Buffett.
Guess
again?
What I did?
That was after.
We talked about that.
Did we talk about that?
Captain Mango.
See, I went and saw Lakeside, SOS Band.
There you go.
Who else? There's some more bands, but I went to the Virginia Beach Funk Festival.
The Funk Fest.
They were right there outside.
Yes, right outside for
sucks,
free.
Man, I was just down at Virginia Beach like a week ago, and they had nothing but like cover bands.
No, this and then they had great outside entertainment. From
right.
Some local artists was out there rocking the block, so it was really fun. It was really good, entertaining. Had a great time.
Good time.
It was like over 5,000 people there.
And here you are, back to reality, huh?
Yeah. I wish Hagerstown had something like that.
A beach, at least.
Right.
What,
Hagerstown being a beach.
They don't need a beach. They
like
just
the
need
beach.
To have some festivals.
I like the beach. Virginia Beach. I was there last week. It was nice.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's beautiful, man.
I have fun there.
Everybody's going to Virginia Beach this year. I don't know what the deal is.
It has fun. It's
fun. I mean, normally, everybody's like all over Ocean City. Everybody's like, Ocean City.
And then
this year, all those same people who go to Ocean City every year, they all decided to go
Virginia
to
Beach.
Virginia Beach instead.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Ocean City had a breakout of lice or something. Sea lice or something.
Sea lice. They had it down in Florida, too. Yeah. What's going on with sea lice?
I don't know. And they had Florida had the red
red tide?
Red tide came in, right?
Oh, wow.
Choked out all the fish.
Florence
is nasty.
I had the red tide in my fish tank. That's a part of setting up your saltwater tank.
Oh, well, I tell you what.
You get the red algae before you put any life in there, and you have to get rid of the red algae.
Well, I tell you what, they got Florence coming. They got something bigger to worry about the southeast.
What's that?
Florence. Hurricane Florence is coming.
Oh, is it a hurricane?
I don't know.
I'm not following the hurricanes this year.
Well, hey, this time we're
on.
In front of a TV. Why don't you slap on the weather channel there, guys?
Yeah. What is going on with the hurricane?
It's going to hit the north.
It's
from Myrtle
north
Beach
Carolina.
On up. Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Not Florida.
Here? We're going to get a whip of it?
I bet you we do.
Yeah, it's going to rain all week here.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's happening now?
It's coming.
Over the weekend, they're going to get nailed.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's in Bahamas.
It's September
right
10th,
now.
Folks. When you listen to this, things may have changed.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Right? Well, I would have thought that maybe it would happen last weekend because we were underwater last weekend.
Yeah. People's
it has rained a lot,
everything.
Hasn't it?
Yes.
Last summer, I'm watching lawns turn brown. It didn't rain for like weeks on end, and this summer,
it's green as
I don't know what. I know, right? Crazy,
well,
crazy.
I tell you what, did y'all read about the Serena?
I did read bits and pieces. She had a meltdown. She's blaming sexism for her loss. Is that how it goes?
Well, I think
Serena, tennis
they
player?
Said the umpire. Whatever they call it. Is it the umpire?
Yeah, it's an umpire in tennis. I didn't know that either until I read that.
Yeah, I was like,
what sport are we talking about?
The guy who sits up in a tall chair, he's called
an
umpire.
Yeah,
that's
I did not
trip.
Know that either.
I'm so used to the...
Round 15.
Yeah. But I think the biggest thing that they were saying is, which the fans agreed, because you could hear all the fans cheering about it, is the fact that she wanted to be apologized to because she was getting accused of something that she didn't do, but... And it's sexist because what her coach did was the same thing that they do with like Federer, you know, Kevin Federer and all them other guys do. And she's getting penalized. And he said, you know, I'm no different from anybody else, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the sexism comes in.
I gotcha. There's a whole bunch of isms floating around in the world today.
So, you know, she was already penalized
about her
style of dress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, she can't wear this, she can't wear that. I'm like, you can't even happen because she got a bad body.
Right.
You know, let her flaunt it.
Right?
She got a bad body. What you think, Chris? She got a bad body?
Well, you know, I don't know. If you got cellulite, you know, you can always hide it with like a nice plastic cellulite. Surgery scar or something.
She don't have cellulite.
Oh, she doesn't? No. I don't know. I don't watch tennis that often, to be honest with you.
Well, you have to look at Serena's body.
Yeah, this is nice.
She in some Beyonce videos.
Oh,
she's
yeah?
got a bad body.
Nice.
You
nice.
Know, yeah, a lot of people want Serena's body. I want her body.
Yeah?
She
well,
had
you
a
should
baby.
Start playing tennis.
No.
Did
no.
you ever notice this about how sports players, that like all their bodies all look the same considering what sport they play?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's
all soccer players are built exactly the same.
Yeah, well, you have to.
And then all, you know, I guess you work that certain amount of muscles.
Yeah, you do.
A certain type of muscles.
Yeah, I look at all the swimmers.
Yeah, all the
swimmers
look exactly
the
same. Especially
if you did the butterfly versus the backstroke. You know, it's different muscles.
Yeah.
That pops out. But yeah, but congratulations to the girl that won. She's the first Haitian and the first Japanese girl that won.
She covered two boxes. Checked
yeah.
two boxes,
she
huh?
She checked two or more races.
Oh, nice.
That's my check box.
Yeah.
I'm two or more races.
Yeah, what was fucking Tiger back in the day? Caucasian or?
No, he's
what was he? What was he called?
Blackanese.
Caucasian.
There was something with an Asian in it. It ended
Blackanese.
In Asian.
He's
Blackanese.
His mom's Thai. She's Thai, right?
Yeah. I call her Blackanese, but she's okay. He's Asian.
Wow.
He's Asian descent, and he's black.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
right.
he covered two or more races. He had two check boxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his kids are mixed with the white chicks. So there you go.
He got three check boxes.
One big crayon box.
He
on
got
there,
three
right?
check boxes.
Yeah.
Hello, my mic check. So then he had what's his name that went and got a contract with Nike.
Oh, Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Colin oh yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, please lay it on
all,
us.
That's
lay
all
it,
in the news.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Your opinion.
Hey, if Nike wants them, take them.
Right.
The NFL doesn't want them.
Hey, if I need some shoes and they're on sale, I'm going to buy them.
That's what I said. I don't care. I don't care. I like Nike. I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm going to buy me some
right,
Nike.
Right. I don't have nerve.
It's just an angle, man.
Yeah.
It's just an angle to get more 19-year-olds to buy their shoes.
But
yeah.
just, you know what?
It's all it is.
Just think about it. The main people that buy Nikes when they first come out.
Yeah.
Or what? The young kids.
What do you mean to get more 19-year-olds to buy the
that
shoes?
That age, the demographic. That's just the way to sell to the demographic more. The millennials, what do you want to call them?
Yeah.
Well, actually,
they're not selling. They're doing the opposite of selling.
Millennials, the Generation Z now, man.
Yeah.
Like my son. He's going to be 20 this year.
But they're
year.
Not. It wasn't a bit to sell because they're not selling. They're protesting against
it. No,
it's not. The people that are protesting don't really buy it anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. So they're just catering to the younger mentality.
The
younger
kids
going to
buy. I mean, my son's
going
to get his fresh Nikes.
Yeah.
He might not get Air Max.
He might get bad PR right now for the first week or two, but it's going to go away.
It's going to go away.
The story will change. The headline will change. They'll keep doing it.
I like the commercial.
I didn't even see
the
commercial.
It's very positive. I like the commercial. Yeah. So, hey, you know what I mean? But I don't blame Colin, you know. And, you know, you shouldn't stop a person because they want a protest.
Well, he's got to make some money.
What's your opinion of Nike, though?
I like Nike. Okay. I have no opinion. I mean, I believe that you shouldn't stop a person and limit them because they protested.
Kaepernick and Sugar Ray Leonard are going to get an apartment together if he doesn't get a job soon.
Well, Kaepernick don't need a job. He got a big contract with Nike.
He just scored.
I know. That's
the score.
Yeah, he just paid the rent for the next couple
months. But my thing is that, like, you know, he protesting about a cause. It's a true, relevant cause. So, and it wasn't during the game. It was at his time. That's really basically his time. So.
Rock on.
You know?
Rock on.
You know, that's a protest for something. For everybody to protest about something.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everybody has so many feelings.
Oh,
especially purple feelings.
There's so many emotions.
Washington County
around.
Went purple last week.
Yeah,
a lot of people at my job been wearing purple.
I went to that thing.
You did.
I thought I'd see
fight
you there.
Against addiction.
No, you didn't see me there.
But yeah,
you wanted me to go out there and
I went
and
to the kickoff party.
Yeah,
Chick-fil-A
was there.
Chick-fil-A was there for like 30 seconds.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A showed up.
Chick-fil-A.
And they had like a booth set up, right? And they had all these chicken sandwiches. They probably had 100 chicken sandwiches laid out on this thing.
Not in Hagerstown.
And then the cow came out, and he was the mascot, and he took a couple pictures, and then like Emily went over, Keller, and she took a couple pictures with him and stuff. And then it was like, okay, everybody can, you all can eat now. And then like I turned around to talk to somebody, and when I turned back around, all the chicken was gone, and the truck was gone. The truck had done packed up and left. They were there for 30 seconds.
They got jacked for the chicken. Yeah. They're out of there.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a good effort.
Everybody's like, free sandwiches.
Yeah, it's a good effort, but you know, hopefully they really touched on, like they really talked about. I wasn't there, but hopefully they talked about a lot of the issues that why people.
Chris was there representing the Hub Show.
Yeah, they didn't. They had a police officer, a couple of them. They came up and talked about what's going on. I guess a couple police officers died of an overdose last year.
Oh.
They said two police officers died of overdoses
here
last
in
year. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Or Washington County, somewhere around
here.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Washington County, yeah.
But you know, it's like it's so prevalent. Like people OD'd for years.
Right, yeah.
Now
we're just
other drugs. But
now we're just putting a magnifying glass over top of it.
Now it's a big issue. So I'm like,
yeah.
It's been an issue.
Frying it like an ant in the sun.
Yeah, it's been an issue. Well, but now it's more prescription drugs than anything.
Yeah,
because it's the opiates. And you got people got Oxycontins and all that, and
I don't even know where you get it.
Percocets and
well,
all of those.
According to the news, according to people in Washington County area, you don't have to go to a hospital anymore to get that stuff.
No,
it's
you
available.
Don't.
You can order it up like a pizza. They're bringing it right to your door.
Huh?
What do you want? Chris, what's the number?
What's the number for this?
People.
555.
People are selling pills
1, 2, 3, 4.
Like left and right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What? They're doing what?
They're selling pills like left and right.
Yeah.
Is there anything new, though?
No, it's not. I never forget. It was probably about 15 years ago. I was in a Denny's.
Right.
And I was sitting there with a friend eating in Chambersburg and saw somebody getting arrested for a drug deal, and I'm thinking, well, I didn't see anything passed but some pills. Well, that's what it was for. They got arrested for selling their pills, their prescribed pills.
Yeah,
this fool gave the prescription bottle with the name on it to the undercover cop.
Stupid.
Well, I got Pluto TV now.
Oh, I have Pluto TV.
And that thing's fucking amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it.
It's got everything that I've always missed about not having TV.
I was over here setting up the Hub Show with Chris, and we're listening to Leave the Beaver and Inspector Gadget going on in the other room.
Right? I haven't had regular TV in like 8 years.
So this is Chris's addiction now.
So I miss the fact that you can just turn on the TV and just have background noise playing, you know, and just go about your business.
I just refuse to pay
cable.
Not,
you don't care what's on, or you can surf the channels. You can go up and down and surf them.
Right.
Yeah.
That never happens on Netflix or Hulu or Crackle or none of that other stuff. But Pluto, they figured it out.
Yeah.
And now they got the old stuff on there.
Yeah.
So the other night I was watching Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
And Dick Van Dyke has like a whole show dedicated to not taking other people's prescription meds.
Oh, wow.
Like that was back in what?
In the 60s,
in the
60s.
So you knew it was a problem then.
In the 60s,
It was a problem in the 60s.
Right?
Yeah.
They were going purple back then.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, the other things that people are doing is funny. I'm laughing at people. They are mowing their lawns 3 times a week because of the rain. I'm like,
I'll tell you what, my next door neighbor, he needs to get his ass figured out.
3 times a week. I'm like, you see these ladies, they're working overtime to ride them lawnmowers. They're like, no, this is going on. And now it got cool. I was like, well, are you going to...
Yeah.
You gonna, like,
now they're
going
to be out there in the rain.
Yeah. I'm not going out there. I refuse.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Do you mow your own grass?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got 2 sons and a husband. That's not my area.
I got you. That's why you had them.
That's right.
Your thing, right.
That's why I got them. I had them and I got him. I'm not doing that. But I will take a maid. Once a month, if somebody could put a GoFundMe account for that.
Oh, I could do that, yeah. I could handle a maid once a month.
Yeah, so I think that we should have a GoFundMe account for the Hub Show.
Maybe
personnel.
We could share one.
Okay.
Maybe we could share the cost.
Yeah, so that's what we can do.
Since we're working on the overhead.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, why not? Yeah.
We'll mix this in with my avocado exchange program.
What's the... what?
I never told you about the avocado exchange program.
I don't think... If it's giving away avocados, I'm having a problem with that.
Yeah. Well, I eat avocados every morning for breakfast, right?
That's good.
But you cut the thing in half, and then when you get home, the other half's brown, so you got to throw it away. So what I suggest is we have an avocado exchange program where we have neighbors who also eat avocados every day, and then we can just swap avocados so we're not wasting half an avocado
That's
every
right.
day.
Well, you know what I found out today is to not make your apples go brown. You sprinkle lemon juice on it.
Really?
So let's try that with your avocado.
Lemon juice on the apples. Well, then yeah. then your apples taste like lemons.
No, she said that's what they do to make apple pies all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh. Well, how about that?
So maybe you want to try that.
The more you know.
Yeah, the more you know. I made some peach pie the other day. I'm an excellent pie maker.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I'm
good with the pies, baby.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk that?
Who would have thunk?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I got peach raisin pie. Got some in the fridge.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would eat that, but go ahead.
All right.
With your bad self.
All right. Yeah, I pride my pie making skills.
You got
anything you pride yourself on?
Yeah, that's the Patriots won last night.
What?
Yeah, the Patriots won. They beat the Texans.
Wait, what are you over there wooing about?
Yeah.
Tom Brady. Yeah. Tom Brady.
It's that season again.
Tom Brady.
It's that season again.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of the year.
You like this time of year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's football time. I'm like, and guess what? My son is playing football. And he caught an interception. Oh, I was so excited. So he.
What, for school?
Yeah, for school. He's from high school. He's a senior at Chambersburg.
Yeah.
So number 35.
Do the seasons finally line up when you get into high school?
Yeah.
They start on the same time that the professionals start and stuff and end when the professionals end?
Well, a little bit before the professionals end.
I got you.
Yeah. But, I mean, I was very, very proud. I was a proud mom.
I know baseball season is, like, way off kilter.
Yeah.
For, like, Little League and stuff like that. They don't play any time when baseball's playing.
Right. Yeah. Well, a little bit, not that much.
Yeah, it overlaps a little bit, but not, yeah.
So I was proud of number 35. He did really good. He almost had another one, except his own teammate ran into him. So it is what it is. And he got some good stops. And
there you go.
He's in beast mode against Red Lion.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
He's got to get himself a good nickname or something. The freight train or something along those lines.
I don't know about
right?
We just leave it.
The engineer.
We're going to leave it at low. I don't think he's going to take that. I don't think he's going to take that.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to see him to see how, and you might want to give him a name.
Okay.
You got to see him. But they're going to Altoona Friday. I'm not going to Altoona.
Call him pork chop or something.
No, right? We're not going to do pork chop.
shaped like a pork chop.
No, he's long.
Yeah.
Like he's about 6'2".
Long, schlong.
Oh, my God.
No. Something or another.
No,
huh?
We're not going to do that.
Silver.
Long, schlong,
silver. Long, schlong, silver.
Long, schlong, silver.
That would not go far. That won't go far.
We'll tell that to Tonto.
Right.
That won't go far. No.
That's another show I've been watching on Pluto.
What?
This is the Lone Ranger.
I love the Lone Ranger.
The old school ones.
The old school ones.
Yeah,
the real ones. To town to do stuff.
Yeah.
It's retarded.
Okay, Kimusabi.
It's retarded. Yeah, right?
I saw the episode where he finally got Silver. And actually, Tonto was the one who named Silver.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, look at him. He's beautiful. Like snow on a mountain. Like silver snow. He goes, that's a good name. I think I'm going to name him Silver.
Yeah. Kimusabi was the smartest one.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
That's what I figured
he
out.
He was the one with the brains. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know.
And the Lone Ranger, he walked around with that mask on, like, everywhere. And nobody found it suspicious at all.
Yeah.
He just strolls. He strolls into town, goes into the convenience store and everything, still wearing the mask.
Do you think you could do that today? Without getting the po-po called on you?
Right. You walk around wearing a mask.
Yeah,
it doesn't look suspicious at all.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jay, your birthday coming up.
It is. 4 days.
Yeah.
So is yours in 11 days,
that's
right?
That's right. That's right. So what you going to do for your birthday?
I'm going to sing to myself.
You're going to sing to yourself.
I don't know what I'm going to do for my birthday. I'm going to turn 45 is all I'm going to do for my birthday.
I'm going to
What you going to do for yours?
I'm going to, the next day after my birthday, I'm going to Baltimore, going on a dinner,
Dinner
cruise.
I did that 2 weeks ago. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, and so I'm going to do that, because, you know, it's for $10.
Right.
Until the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it for $10. So I'm treating everybody, plus I'm renting a van. So my husband will be a designated driver for them.
Oh, nice.
For everybody. So we're going to do that. And then That's about it. I'm not going to do anything else.
Are you going to get stupid?
No, I don't. You know, I don't drink like that. So
still going to get stupid.
Yeah,
though.
But
yeah,
I
has
dance.
Nothing to do with intelligence.
Yeah,
drinking and intelligence are not connected at all. You can still get stupid. You know.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to get stupid. Like, yeah. Well, I tell you what, when I went to my campground lot Labor Day weekend, I went dancing. And
at
I danced.
The campground?
Yeah, they have a place called a clubhouse. Well,
we talked about this. You don't really camp.
Yeah, glamp.
You
but
glamp.
It doesn't
There's
matter.
No tents going on here.
No, yeah. No tents.
No roughing
tents.
It.
No roughing it. No, I got toiletries and all of that. So no.
No pine cones.
No pine cones. No. So I went in there. We went to the clubhouse, and I found out, you know, a friend died, and I was very sad, and I said, you know, so I went and I had 3 glasses of wine. Boy, that tore me up. I was done. And I danced like I don't know what. And my husband, poor God bless his soul, he was trying to keep up with me. He couldn't because he doesn't have rhythm. And so the next day, you know, wow. He woke up and he said, man, my legs hurt. I said, what did you do? He said, dancing. He said, don't your legs? I said, no, I feel good. Wow. So that means he was dancing.
Yeah, he needs to do some yoga or some shit.
He was,
right?
No, he yoga. He hurt himself dancing. He put a hurting on himself. Yeah. So,
you need to take him dancing more often there.
Yeah.
Oh, he can't dance.
No?
He can't. No, he
like
has,
two left feet?
Well, man.
No?
All he can dance is on go-go.
You make
him sit
down?
He don't have
get
a
down on it.
Go-go.
Go-go?
Yeah.
What the hell's the go-go?
You ever heard Chuck?
Is this a move?
It's
a song.
It's a style of music.
You
heard,
I'm
sure
I've
heard
it.
It.
You heard
yeah,
of
know
doing
that.
The butt?
Living yeah, doing the butt.
That's go-go music.
That's go-go music?
Don't get started here.
And that's there's a certain
sardines,
style that you can
band.
Dance to that, but you can't
sardines.
Dance to anything else?
Yeah. Huh?
But you can't dance to anything else?
Because of the music, it's just like no beat. You just whatever way you dance is fine.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
then he can do the go-go.
So he can he can do the butt, but he can't do... He can't do the Viennese waltz or anything like that.
No,
right?
Nothing
the
like
Viennese
that.
Waltz.
The Vietnamese waltz.
The Vietnamese waltz.
I never heard of that. I never heard of that, but...
Yeah. Oh, you don't watch Dancing with the Stars?
I never heard of Vietnamese waltz.
Dr. Booyah. Yeah.
I've heard of a lot of waltz, but not the Vietnamese waltz.
Yeah.
So, no, he can't do the foxtrot.
At the end of the dance, you slap him with a fish.
Yeah, he can't do any of that, you know. So none of the and he doesn't like modern day music like I do. So
I gotcha.
Yeah. He's an old school, old soul.
You know, sorry.
No, but he's like 70s.
I like about 70s stuff. That's the best music.
So I'm talking about Gap Band, all
I love
of that.
Gap Band.
Yeah, I do, but I'm like it has.
But you want to mix it up?
Yeah, I can do all this.
I like
so
to
much.
Mix it up, but I still love that stuff.
Yeah, because some of them songs that the SOS Band was singing, I didn't know what they.
Well, you said they ruined their own stuff, right?
Yeah,
they didn't sound good.
No,
it wasn't the recordings from the albums you
I'm
were listening
like,
to.
I'm like, y'all need to go some voice lessons.
Yeah,
or do some voice.
I went to Virginia Beach. I heard a guy. He sounded like trying. Sounded like he was trying to impersonate Elvis singing "Let's Dance" by David Bowie. We didn't see him. We could hear him from afar. We're like, what the hell is that guy doing?
I mean, some people
Let's
just
dance.
That was awful. He's doing a classical.
It would sound like someone trying to do a bad Elvis impersonation to yeah. David Bowie.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I've seen enough of those in Vegas. You didn't see a whole bunch of Elvis impersonators in Vegas?
Actually, no. I think that's a worn out.
It sticks away from that.
It's a worn out thing.
It is a worn out thing. Although there is one around here. I'm supposed to be getting onto the Hub Show.
Oh, yeah.
Really good, too, man. Yeah.
I'm
working
him.
On it.
Yeah, I think the Elvis impersonators are starting to fade away finally.
Oh, good.
Elvis I think that whole fad is going away.
I mean, I like Elvis, but.
Man, we went in.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and Tilt is opening up.
Tilt is opened already, yeah. But this Friday on my birthday, the 14th, is the ribbon cutting.
Nice.
So we should be there.
What is Tilt? Yeah.
Tilt's like this, what used to be Macy's is now like
it's like a
arcade go-kart.
Oh, yes,
it's like
a
Dave and Buster's.
Like
a Dave and Buster's type thing.
Yeah, Dave and Buster's wouldn't touch it, so they brought Tilt in.
It's a Dave and Buster's
for kids. My buddy went over there the other day, and I said, is the laser tag adult friendly?
And he said,
I don't know, it's upstairs. Now, that building never used to have an upstairs in it before.
No, the downstairs is a gym. Like, they're splitting that. The downstairs is the One Life Fitness, and upstairs is Tilt.
Oh.
Which really tells you Dave and Buster wouldn't touch this place.
Yeah, right?
This was like the poor man's Dave and Buster.
So so they got like indoor black light mini golf. like an arcade, laser tag, stuff
epilepsy.
Like that.
Yeah, see, I'm not going.
Yeah, I want to get. I'm going.
No, that's not my type.
I'm gonna get in there with the kids.
No, I'm not. See, you don't have a kid.
But this is the new thing. Actually,
the thing
I was
is
noticing.
That you don't have a kid to get in there with the kids, so you're gonna look a little off. They're gonna be looking at you crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like Tom Hanks and Big.
Yeah, so you need to go find you a kid, like a nephew or something.
Oh, I'll just kidnap somebody else's kid in the parking lot.
No, don't do that. Don't get the popo called on you. The mall cops.
Right there.
Out.
I got
the
a kid.
Cops.
Look.
The Paul Blarts.
Yeah, get the mall cops.
Freeze.
So, but yeah.
But this is apparently a new big thing, you know? The malls are going out and the gaming places are coming in. I passed an Airsoft arena. Somewhere down in Leesburg or something the other day. That'd be cool. An Airsoft arena.
That's Leesburg.
You know, they're doing like indoor. This indoor skydiving thing is like popping up all over the place.
I've done that.
How much you want to bet it till? Give it a month and like at least a quarter of the machines or whatever's in there is going to be out of order.
Yeah, they're all going to be broken and everything. Yeah.
Some kid just ran around, went stupid in the place. You know?
Yeah. It's going to be adults doing that.
Rip the handles off the.
Coming in there drunk.
Rip the handles off the machines and stuff like that. Yeah.
I'm just telling you, like,
Out in Vegas, I did a.
I want to do Top Golf.
Oh yeah, I want to do Top
Golf.
I want to do
that.
That's
not in Baltimore, D.C. area.
No, they got it in Leesburg.
Yeah, there's one in Ashburn.
Ashburn, I'm sorry. Yeah, Ashburn. Yeah,
covering all the bases here in the DMV. Yeah, Hub Show.
Yeah, because I don't, you know, I really don't hang out around here.
I've heard a lot about Top Golf. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, I really, I'm not.
I don't blame you.
I'm not a big. I nothing against small towns.
You're just anchored here, aren't you?
Nothing against small towns. It's just where the way I was raised. You know, I was raised in big cities, and
so that's what you're.
I'm accustomed to those things.
I know. The things that make people tick in some of these small towns is like, what?
Like, really?
Have you heard how Top Golf works though? It sounds awesome.
Yes, yes.
It's like they have like targets. I guess like the balls have GPSs in them.
Yes, yes.
And there's like targets in the field, and then you play to try to hit the bullseyes, and then you're playing with the other people who are in the building.
And then you know, it
sounds
awesome. You get to eat food. You
it's
have
like,
your drinks. And
it's
you
like,
have a you have like a bay area where you hang out and someone serve you, and you just be chilling.
Right.
She likes the people serving a bit. So
yeah, right.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I ain't getting my own shit. What do you mean a buffet?
Yeah. 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 That's what I'm saying. So, yeah.
Someone's on vibrate.
That's me. That's me. That's my son. The car broke down on port.
Really?
God bless the Lexus.
Is it working now?
I don't know. I told him to text me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you check that out? We'll take a break.
All right.
Hub Show. We'll be right back.
Peace out.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Loss Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Loss Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword Hub Show and receive 25% off your entire order.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this has been with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts. Podcasts? What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher. We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. The People's Podcast.
All about the people.
Hub City Hub Show. We're back.
Right.
Covering
back
all points.
Action.
The DMV, Baltimore, D.C.
All right, Shay.
Philly.
Texas.
Now, me. Yeah. Now, you've been absent quite a bit in the last season, right?
Last season, you were AWOL.
Me and Jason Teach, we got together.
Oh, geez.
And we wrote a little song.
Oh, God.
And this song is going to be, we're going to play this now. Every time you show up absent in the second season, this song is going to be played
in your absence.
In my absence.
In your absence.
Okay, so you know what? It sounds like you're going to get pimp slapped.
We'll I told you, Chris.
I
told you to run it by her first, man.
Now, Jay had nothing to do with this, and he wanted me to run it by you first, but I need your reaction on the air.
But he insists.
I don't think you want that.
So we're going to find out. you know, that I just kind of, I went down through a list of the reasons why you were absent last season. And we kind of compiled them all into a little audio thing.
Okay.
You know? If you break anything, do not break the equipment, okay?
No, I won't break anything.
What channel are you plugged on, dude? Are you plugged?
Yeah, it's playing.
Is it? Can you hear it?
It will be here in a second.
Okay. What channel do you have on the mixer, I mean? None. It's not mixing well with us.
Because it's absent.
Yeah. Oh, gee.
Here it comes.
This is your song, Trey.
This is your song.
It won't be my
this
song
is a,
for long.
This is a Jason Teach original. Jason Teach, Chris Canfield original.
Slapping up hogs. You slapping up hogs. Shaking a booty. Shaking a booty. Oh.
At a goddamn family reunion somewhere in Dallas.
That's a Dukes of Hazzard.
She's too upset that the Patriots lost. Sunday school on a Monday while your salad gets tossed.
Who well, salad gets tossed?
Can the black lady be?
Tell me, oh dear Lord, where can she be? Where's
you know
riding her hearty while over the wagon being stalked by
I'm in Big Chuck's car.
Yeah, well, you were beating up that lady.
Who's in my car?
My bad.
You sit right, man.
Tell me, oh dear Lord, where can she be?
Oh, boy. You know what? I appreciate your memory.
That's Chris on the harmonica.
Yeah. I like to get down with the harmonica.
Play a little Bob Dylan over here.
Yeah.
The Bruce Springsteen.
Appreciate your memory.
Learning how to make hippie crack from a fountain pen.
What did he say?
I just said learning how to make hippie crack from a fountain pen.
In Texas.
Isn't that flattering, Shay? That's flattering. They call it hillbilly crack in West Virginia. I don't know about it.
Fountain pen.
But what, something with a fountain pen.
I call it Bic. Smoke some Bic.
Yeah.
There you go, Shay. Just there you go, Shay. Flattering or what?
Yeah, it was right. Flattering. I'll accept it. I'll take it. I mean, I don't do the salad tossing.
Yeah.
But,
now if you show up absent a bunch this season, now we're gonna have to compile another song. There's gonna be a part two.
I appreciate your effort taking out the time remember.
We'll get Hope in here to sing the next one.
Oh, he's gonna sing it.
We'll get Money Stacks to do something for
you. Yeah.
We'll have to line them up.
Well,
like We Are the World in here by the end of the season.
All
man.
Right, oh, right. Yeah. So I don't have any vacations coming up soon, not that I'm aware
well,
of.
Well, the season just started. Wait till after the holidays.
Oh. And you never know when you're going to get a craving for hippie crack.
I never heard of hippie crack.
Yeah, that's what you were making with the Bic pen. You said it,
it's not
you were learning how to do it.
It's called hillbilly crack.
Hillbilly crack. Well, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it until they told me about it. I'm like, what is that?
So the song has some flaws.
Yeah,
yeah whatever.
Flaws.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, the salad tossing and hippie crack. That's where you went wrong, Chris.
Yeah, right.
That's where you went all the wrong.
Hippie crack there, is nitrous. Yeah.
That's what you call it, nitrous?
Now, yeah,
I did have
now
some
that's
nitrous.
Hippie crack.
Yeah. I had some nitrous in my Mustang.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So you're kind of right.
Yeah. I'm kind of right.
You're
kind
of right. I had some nitrous in my Mustang.
Yeah, the Motang the Motang runs off hippie crack.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that is flattering. I'm glad you thought that much of me. This is my buddy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no problem.
You know, I'm going to still take you out this year, before the end of the year. You let me know what night you want to go out.
Oh, okay.
And let me see you twerk.
Yeah. All right. I get down.
Now, I don't want you to twerk around here now.
Hmm? Oh,
no,
okay.
We need you to twerk elsewhere.
Well, we have a birthday bash coming up next week.
Oh, so, everybody need to come out to the Ale House.
The American Ale House.
And support us.
Monday the 17th.
Get down
it's
on
Virgo
it.
Night
yes.
at the Ale House.
The Virgos. We're virgins up in here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She wants to see you twerk, Chris.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're virgins.
I am. House.
The virgins. I thought you had to run a plane into a building to be around that many virgins.
Mm-mm.
No?
Yeah, you've been around a virgin the whole time you've been on Hub Show.
Damn.
Two of them. See? Yeah. Virgo, the virgins.
Well.
You didn't know
but
that.
The only ones at the table have kids, you and I. You know how it goes? It's a biblical thing, man. You understand?
Yeah, I understand
yeah.
it.
Right.
Hub Show is back.
Oh, yeah.
It's a biblical thing.
Yeah, you don't know about it.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, we're gonna party like a rock star at the L House.
On a Monday night. We all tired like we are now.
I know.
Whatever.
Hey, you know what? I have some good HR chronicles for you.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
All right, but we got some of those. I got the intro set up for that and everything.
Oh, yeah, I got to tell you about some of this crazy stuff I've heard other people go through.
All right.
As an HR professional.
Really? Yeah. Can you give us one example right now? Come on.
I'll edit
this out. We'll put the intro in. It's going to sound great.
And now, the HR Chronicles with the human resources machine, Shay Lewis.
You having somebody up in the tree. Cuckoo! Cuckoo! On their first day.
Up in the tree?
Up in the tree.
Of what? What?
The tree of life?
Outside the building.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they came into work.
They came to work.
First day on the job.
First day on the job.
And they went up a tree.
And they went up a tree and started cuckooing.
Climbed a tree and cuckoo.
Yes.
How old was this person?
They was in their 30s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Was it a joke?
No.
Is there any like build up to the story?
Yeah, or
this
build is up. Why are they in the tree? What happened?
Just think about what can you do during your break to have you up in the tree cuckooing. Sound like some of that hillbilly crack.
Is that like what it was?
It was something.
No. Did you figure it out?
Yeah, we figured out that the cops had to come get them.
The cops came and got him out of the tree.
Yeah, because he thought he was.
Did they show up on day number two?
No, he's not allowed back on day number two. I don't think.
What was he doing in the tree?
Cuckooing.
He refused to get out of the tree.
That wasn't you saying he's cuckoo. He was actually up there.
He was cuckooing. He said cuckoo.
He refused to get out of the tree, and all it was long enough for you to call the cops, and the cops actually showed up, and he was still in the tree.
Well, your HR challenge. Who got him in that position? Like, who got him that job?
Well,
he must have.
From my understanding, if you got the job, you had to pass all the drug tests.
Right, you had to get the screening.
Yeah.
So he did.
So
and he chose day number one to get to I fall off the
got,
wagon.
Maybe he got excited. You know, sometimes people get excited on day
over a new
one.
Job and they climb up a tree. Outside
and then they got a little bit too. They celebrate a little bit too hard. And they
too many
celebrate.
Lucky Charms that morning, man.
Yeah. So
wow.
You know, so that's yeah.
So what was he? Did he find out what he was? On what he was, what was
I don't know.
Deal?
I didn't ask my other HR professional what happened, but it was some serious drugs.
Serious
had to be,
drugs
had to be bath salts.
Yeah,
had to be.
You know,
right?
Is my that somewhere here in the DMV area?
I cannot explain. I can't expose
had to be bath
that
salts or it had
area.
To be had to be that shit
DC?
Soaked in formaldehyde.
Huh?
Had to be that shit soaked in formaldehyde. The
I don't
wet.
Know anything. Oh, the wet. Okay.
Chris had to, get,
the
had to be wet.
Oh. You want the drug details?
Yeah, I want to know what he
was.
What was he
was
on?
Up in a tree, dude.
Salvia. He was on salvia.
He was cuckooing.
Yeah. He wasn't naked or anything, was he? He just went up.
No,
a tree.
He wasn't naked. He just
was
cuckooing.
It sweating his ass off?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Mm.
You know, only inquiring minds know.
Yeah, right.
So,
is he hungry for a homeless man's face?
I don't.
Remember
I
that story?
No.
You don't remember that a couple years ago?
No.
A dude ate that other dude's face off on bath salts.
I heard about that. That is
it's fucking crazy, right?
That's crazy. I'm like, what? What? Why would you want to be on something that make you do that?
Right?
Like, who? Something is wrong.
Yeah, and who's the guy who just laid there and took it?
That's right. Something was wrong with him, too. God bless him.
Right.
But that's one of my HR chronicles, and then got other things. Some misconceptions of people when they go in with to fill out their I-9 form.
Uh-huh.
They need to fill out if you are a citizen or not.
Right.
Some people don't know. Uh-huh. I don't think
they don't know they have to do that.
I don't think they know.
Or they
what
don't
to choose.
Know if they're a citizen or not.
Yeah, they can't tell. Mom said I was.
Yeah, right.
You know, so. Yeah. I think that, you know, before you leave high school, they should teach you how to fill out your I-9 form and fill out a tax form. You know, your federal tax and state tax form. Because I get a lot of people ask me, well, I don't know, can you help me? And by law, I cannot. Anybody, but basically me, because by law, I cannot tell you what to put on your taxes, because if something goes wrong, you can sue me.
Right, because you're advised.
Right. Yeah. So I said, you need to talk to a tax professional.
Right, just claim four.
Or talk, see, that's where you went wrong. See, you getting somebody in trouble. You can't be an HR professional.
Just claim them all. Claim shit you don't have. Claim the dog, the cats, the plants in the house.
I hope that's not what
I claim
did.
Everything.
He claims Dexter.
I claim it all. I want all the money.
You want all the money? How much taxes you pay back?
No, dude. Break out the books there, Chris.
You want the IRS to come back. Okay. The IRS.
Yeah.
To come to you. Yeah. I'm sure they love you.
And Chris. They purposely make things complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your, did you that?
The IRS.
Well, the Alphabet Boys did
that. They did you that way?
Huh?
Is
it over with?
Everybody that way, don't
they? What's up, dude?
No, they don't do me that way. They're very nice to me. I appreciate
really?
The IRS. Yeah,
oh,
I
really?
I don't have to pay them. Mm-mm. I never owe.
For the record.
You never owe.
I never owe.
Well, you're paying them somehow.
I pay through the year.
Oh, okay.
Chris, did you get your situation situated?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of there. It's almost there. Yeah.
Never ending, though, huh?
Yeah, right. They're not bothering me anymore. It's all organized. We'll just say it's organized.
The DMV is treating you nicely.
The DMV isn't. You know, I don't know. They put a blow and go in the car. I mean, they're still pissing me off.
You got his license back.
But I got a license.
Chris has got a license to drive.
That's all that matters.
For the meantime.
For the meantime.
Yeah.
Give me a month.
Yeah. Give it
maybe
a little
3
while.
Weeks.
It'll be gone.
I don't think so. You just blow and go.
Yeah.
As long as you do that, you
that's
good.
Chris's motto.
Right. Yeah, I wish I could get a girl to do that.
No.
All right.
No,
tales
see, there
from
you
the Chris.
Chris. No, Chris. Yeah. You done went too far now.
He's giddy. The Hub Show is back. Yeah. He's all smiles.
He's all excited. He's been like in doing nothing since he's.
I have been doing a lot of nothing.
Yeah, so you got a lot of things that went ran through your brain.
Watching Little Rascals and
See, a lot of things ran.
Leave
you
it
just
to
ran
Beaver.
With
Leave It to Beaver. Yeah,
you ran with a lot of things. You just run up in your mind and you just ran with.
Yeah. I'm scatterbrained enough as is.
No, well, you don't need to make it worse, Chris. You know they got medicine for that.
Yeah,
but then you don't want to take too much medicine. You're gonna have an addiction.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I hear you can sell that stuff on the streets, get
well,
pretty good penny
do,
for
you
it.
You don't want to do that.
Oh, what?
You don't go to jail?
Huh?
We don't want you to go to jail, Chris.
Right. Washing it done going black and white.
You already got the DMV already after you. You already got three alphabets after you already.
If purple's a color of recovery, I don't know what the color of addiction is. Does that have a color?
For what?
Is addiction.
Isn't that what it is?
No, that's the recovery color.
The recovery color is purple?
Yeah, so I guess what?
If you turn purple, red, that means you're not breathing very well.
Right. Red's the color of going into the addiction.
Is it?
Is that what
they do? If everything has to have a color.
Is it just Washington County that's turned purple? Is it a national thing or they just choose that color?
I think it's just Washington County. I never heard it from anybody.
I never heard that either, man. Going lavender.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they just made it up.
Well, I mean, good efforts.
Right. I mean, there's only so many colors in the rainbow. You can't have a color associated to everything.
Yellow.
You know? I mean, with the magic, the Don Bishop, you know, he says that the gold is for the money and the green is for the honeys. That's what he says.
That's what the Don says.
That's what the Don says.
Yeah. He's reading from a fortune cookie or something.
No, I don't. Talking about
you know who I'm talking about. He hangs out with Snoop all the time.
The Don.
Yeah.
The Don.
He drives a Rolls Royce and lives in like a studio apartment.
Nice.
Yeah. He knows how to spend his money.
That's the way to roll.
He knows how to spend his money.
Yeah, that's about dumb, but okay.
Studio apartment.
Cat Williams dresses like him.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I would say he dresses like Cat Williams, but he's been around way before Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my! I tell you, when I saw that little clip, the YouTube when Cat Williams got beat up by the little boy, that was too funny.
Right? Cat Williams, they've been in some shit in a while. He used to do it. I don't know if he was doing that stuff just to be in the news.
I mean, he didn't have any teeth. He was going around without his dentures. He needed his orthodontic care.
He ain't got no teeth. Cat Williams ain't got no teeth.
He got dentures. That front is gone.
That's awesome.
The front four is gone.
Yeah?
The front four are gone.
Chris, that's when are you going to go pimp, man?
That's crazy. Hey, man, I got a cane.
You idolize these guys, man.
I got the cane.
Where's your fur coat and your hat?
No. They don't pimp like that anymore.
And the platform shoe with the goldfish in them.
Yeah.
He should have did that in Vegas.
Superfly. I mean, I need intro music everywhere I go.
Have you seen the new Superfly? I haven't even seen that yet.
No.
They got a new Superfly.
That came and went, though.
I keep seeing these ads for this new movie called White Boy Rick. Yeah. Something like that. Is that
White
what you're
Boy
talking
Ricky,
about?
Yeah, but that's based on a true story, man.
But the ads are like 2 seconds long. They don't show any of the plot or anything.
I've seen some longer trailers.
I haven't seen it.
The only trailers I've seen are like 5 seconds long.
No, they're starting to show them long because it's coming out like next week. You'll
I don't
see
know
them more
anything
more.
About White Boy Rick. I didn't see that.
Apparently some guy in Detroit
in
who
the
was 70s. A snitch.
Yeah, he was undercover in the drug trade or whatever. Yeah.
Well, and then he actually became a drug dealer.
So he's not dead?
I don't know.
I don't know. We'd have to see the movie.
Normally in Detroit,
we'll give you the ending next week.
Snitches dig ditches.
Oh, here we go.
You know, that's what I heard.
Snitches dig ditches?
Yeah, they dig
for the people that they snitch on.
No,
the
they bitches. Dig ditches for themselves because they gonna be in the they gonna be in the trenches.
Snitches get stitches.
No, they don't. They die.
You die.
They was dying back then. Detroit, they didn't play. I mean, I was scared to go to Detroit. I would never want to go.
How long ago was that?
Whew. That's been long.
That place has gotten worse and worse and worse over the last 20 years, man.
Oh, it's you rough. Know, I feel sorry for the Detroitans.
Detroitans. The Lions.
Yeah. I went there and you see
the
a
Tigers,
lot of
the Tigers, the Lions, the Red Wings.
You saw a lot of the abandoned Pistons. Houses and everything. It's just really sad.
Yeah.
I wish I would have went there right after the
that's
crash.
One of those towns that got hit hard in 2008. Like you can see before and after pictures of neighborhoods from one year to another.
Yeah.
Just dilapidated.
Yeah, when GM left and
just,
all of a sudden. Yeah. Motor City. Yep. Remember, that's Motor City.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, Ford going to China.
Pulled up stakes and left.
Like Ford going to China to build some cars.
I'm sure it's probably getting you know, back to normal by now.
No.
They're trying. Somewhat. They're turning all these old warehouses into, you know, art lofts and stuff like that. They're trying to add that vibe to it, but
it's no jobs.
Yeah, it hasn't resuscitated yet.
Look, where you have no jobs. Who's going to buy it?
I know, right? You can paint all you want. I got my paintbrush.
Right.
I know, but no jobs. No art.
All you do is become a non-profit all over the place, man.
Yeah.
That's what you'll be.
Yeah, you're literally.
You'll be non-profit.
Non-profiting. You'd be on the street.
Apparently there's money in the non-profit business.
It is.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense at all, but people are quitting their jobs and starting non-profits.
Start a non-profit.
So I don't know how in the hell you start a non-profit.
ChrisCanfield.org.
I can tell you how, but I'm not going to go there for you.
Yeah?
Because you might want to be a non-profit soon.
Right?
If there's money to be made.
Yes. If it pays off the house, that's fine with me. Whatever. I'll not make money. In quotations.
Oh, no. You know what? You need help. You need help. There is always one.
Chris is back. Shay is back.
Yes.
Top Show's back.
So we want you back on the American Ale House.
We'll be back in American Ale House. We're going to be at the Colonial Bar and Grill nearby soon, too. And we're going to have all the regulars back on soon. Jameer will be back. The coach. Big Chuck will be back.
I haven't been in the Colonial in years and years.
Well, you're going to go there in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Here we go.
They used to have a nice back porch. You could set up.
Well, they had a good
porch.
Place where you can party. I went to a lot of a friend of mine just DJ.
Really?
At the Colonial House. Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, they had a nice area where you...
Here in Hagerstown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been around for 17 years almost. Mm. Yeah.
It's long enough for a child to... grow up and become a teenager.
Yep, that's about how long I was here. My son is 17.
Wow, there we go. Do the math.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I came here when my son was 6 months old.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Poor Imagine boy. The amount of time it took for you to get from 0 to 17. And now you've done been in this town that long.
Right.
That's a long fucking time.
She's rubbing in her face anymore.
Yeah.
There, Chris.
Yeah.
And her birthday's on the 21st of September.
Yeah. And you know what? We need to have an intro song.
For what, the birthday next week?
Yes.
All right.
You know what my birthday is.
Live entertainer.
You want me to
there.
Get with Jason?
No, no.
So we can write one?
No, I already know one.
Okay.
It's by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, all right.
It's called September.
All right. Me and Jason can get
Earth,
together
Wind,
and
Fire,
write some songs.
September is my birthday song. Nobody sing happy birthday. They say, do you remember the 21st of September?
Oh, jeez.
There you go.
All right, yeah. All right. Well, we'll have some live entertainment in the house next week at the L House.
We're going to do karaoke.
Oh, okay.
Well, it might have to be, but it'll be a real singer, so you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do some karaoke.
She can do karaoke on here.
She just did it.
You know what?
Acapella.
I can do.
Remember.
Dale Baylor will be on next week with us.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Local musician, Dale Baylor. He's a vocalist.
Well, maybe
I'm coming out, and then we're going to talk it up.
Maybe he'll sing September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
He probably will.
Earth.
He probably will.
And then we can do some Proud Mary. You know, that's my favorite go-to karaoke song.
Like
yes.
the Tina Turner?
I do the whole rendition of the whole.
What do you do? Do you like get up on the table and like kick the chairs over
and
stuff?
No, I do the dance. I do the dance. The whole routine. Yeah.
Slide on your knees?
No, she don't slide on her knees.
No? Okay. Okay. What's the routine?
I had to show you.
Yeah?
Yeah. You'll love it. Yeah. I'm shaking tail feathers.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't twerk.
Murphy Lee in the house.
So we'll do all that.
We will. Chris will be twerking. Dale Baylor will be singing.
And I'll be
celebrating.
Yeah.
It won't be your birthday yet.
No, I'll be in the
We'll be in the
we're still in the eve. It's all week. The whole September is
Are you going to tell us what your real age is?
Yeah. I'll be 45.
All right.
45.
All right.
I'm all alive at 45.
Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. You're not even in 40s. Chris, how are you going to welcome me and you're not in your 40s? Like, listen,
you turned, 37 this year, right?
I did, yes.
You're the same age my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like to celebrate my birthday. I just kind of like let it slide by as another day. Because it's normally the coldest day of the year, and it's the only day that it snows.
But it sounds like
January 5th. So
my
mom's
birthday January 6th.
So I just try to.
She makes it a whole holiday season.
Oh yeah.
She starts all the way from Thanksgiving.
Well, mine's right after all the holidays. Mine is the last holiday, the last official holiday. You got Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. You know. Oh,
New Year's.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Happy Rosh Hashanah. Happy New Year.
That's right. Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Happy New Year.
That was the Jewish New Year. New Year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. To all the Jews out there. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Because they're on vacation. Actually, a lot of people in New Jersey shut their operation.
New York is shut down.
Right?
Shut down.
Yeah.
Half of Manhattan's going to sleep.
Yeah. So, I'll celebrate any holiday.
A lot of Jews in Ohio, too.
Did
you notice that?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Yeah, there's a lot of Jews in Ohio, a lot in New York, and a lot in Miami. But the ones in Miami all come from Ohio and New York. They're all snowbirds. They go back and forth.
That's what you call them.
Yeah.
Sweet. Only you would call them that.
That's a term.
That's
snowbirds?
Term?
Yeah, the ones who just they live in the warm weather. They come up here in the summer and go down there in the winter.
Oh, that's what they call them.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I saw the season finale of Power yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it, you need to watch it.
Yeah, I just tapped in.
My dude Tommy Egan is fire.
He's fire. Mm-hmm.
He's fire. Have you seen Power?
I don't know nothing about it.
You need to watch the whole seasons, like from season one all the way now.
Well, how many seasons are there?
Five.
Holy moly.
Get started, man. Yeah, right? Long night for you.
Yeah,
you a long night.
You'll love it. You'll love it, Chris. You'll love it.
I don't know. A bunch of people tell me I was supposed to love Game of Thrones, too, and I've given it three tries, and I can't get past the end of season two. I'm just not interested. I don't care about the characters. Everything's dead in the water. There's too much shit going on. I don't know who's in what kingdom or what the hell's
who's
happening.
Who's banging
the
what?
King
who's
of the North.
What?
You got to know about
blah,
the.
Blah, blah,
I can't
blah,
wait till
blah.
The new season of the Game of Thrones.
I'm like,
out.
I really just don't give a fuck of what's happening in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Right? They're like, oh, we're going to Winterfell. Who gives a fuck about Winterfell?
Hey,
this
have
is
you
my
watched
attitude
Atypical
towards
on
the whole
Netflix.
Show? Huh?
Someone's told me about Atypical on Netflix. That's that. It's about somebody got autism, but it's a really, really, really good funny.
Huh.
It's good funny.
Good funny?
Good funny.
As opposed to the bad funny?
Yes, it's good funny.
Yeah.
But you like power because it's about money, power, respect.
There you go.
The key to life.
Right?
I think that you would love that. Yeah.
The key to life.
The key to life. Who sang that?
What?
Money, power, respect.
Oh, that's Jay-Z.
No.
Jay-Z has a money, power, respect song.
Well, wasn't Lil' Kim on there? Didn't Lil' Kim do something like that?
Yeah.
Didn't that Lil' Kim do
that? Okay, Chris, I'll edit that part out.
Yeah.
I'll save you some grace here, Chris. Money, power, respect.
Was it her song?
Yeah.
Was Jay-Z on the song?
No.
Then maybe
there's Jay-Z's song where he steals a little line out of it.
He probably said those words in a couple
songs.
Yeah,
he probably stole the lines.
Yeah, because
out of
that's a Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
You know, she's like an alien now.
I don't think
now.
I ever heard the Lil' Kim version.
She's like a what now?
She's like an alien now, but you know.
Oh, I know, right? She turned into like a little Asian boy.
Yeah, right.
It's so weird.
Anime.
Yeah, anime.
Yes.
Big
went wrong.
Yeah, what the hell happened?
I'm like, man, she was look good. You know, she didn't have to do all of it.
No.
Yeah, you know, she just, I don't know. It's like plastic surgery went wild.
Right. Nicki Minaj just changed the game. Nicki Minaj came out and she went and got plastic surgery. Turned into all this crazy silicone pumped Barbie doll shit.
But
now everybody wants
would
to
talk
do it.
Y'all would look at her. No. In a swimsuit.
With Nicki Minaj?
Yes, you would. Y'all shout.
I'd take a gander, no doubt. Yeah. But I mean, when she starts talking and everything, it's like, oh,
okay. It's her voice.
It's the voice. Yeah.
Oh, just like Michelle A. It was just her voice.
The
when she talked.
Michelle A?
Yeah, Michelle A.
Oh, she was good for one song.
No, she had two.
Now,
No More Lies. That was all right.
Is Cardi B real or is she silicone too?
I think she might be a little touched with the silicone.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's another one.
She might have been a little bit stacked to begin with.
Just a little bit. But she's not like a Selena. She wasn't like Selena. You remember Selena?
The Mexican? The Donald singer?
Yeah.
I know you do. Yeah. I remember
Selena,
her.
Selena, now she had a body.
She had a body.
That was a real body.
Real
body.
Real. Yeah, I was introduced to her when she was still alive. Uh-huh. When I was in the army, Mexican guy in the barracks. And I was like, who's this chick on your wall? He showed me and he played the music. I was in love.
Oh, yeah. We love Selena.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you, dude, have you hot, heard dude. Of Selena?
I've seen the movie.
And J-Lo played her really well, but when you see pictures of her from
the
back
real
in the day,
Selena?
She was talented, man.
Yeah.
Like, they were looking at her. She was on her. She was about to cross over. Yeah. Like, she was about to get invited on tour with American artists and stuff like that. Then her fan club president
took
her out.
Yeah, what happened with her?
She got jealous of her, man, or something. At a Days Inn in Corpus Christi, man.
Yeah. And then
in the lobby. Pop.
Yeah. And now that she's in a Texas jail.
That's some Marvin Gaye shit.
Mm-hmm. Kind of. Yeah. That's his dad, though.
His dad took him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he was jealous of his smooth.
No, he wasn't.
I heard other things.
It was other things. He was whipping his mom, and Marvin Gaye stepped up to his dad, and his dad said, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. And that's what he did.
He took him out.
That's what happened.
Ain't that some shit?
That's what happened.
It's different when you talk about it than say Chris talked about that. It's a difference in the black and white world when it comes to
this
stuff.
Well, my mom
man.
Used to always say, hey, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out.
Right.
She
my
never
dad used to tell
threatened
me.
To do it, did she? Huh? She ever threatened to do it?
Oh, yeah, she threatened a couple few times.
With a weapon?
Not with a weapon.
Okay.
Yeah.
But her words were deadly.
I mean, if those were his last words to his son before he pulled the trigger, I mean, that's pretty...
Yeah, but you know, if you get, but like, I'm just saying, African American people, majority of us got threatened with that, you know, especially in my day. I'm not going to say the new generation.
Yeah, Bill Cosby said it once.
Yeah, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. Yeah. And the look on your parents' face knew you better stop what you're doing and go sit down and be quiet and be seen and not heard. Because you was afraid that they were really going to act on that.
You pass this on to your children?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, I did.
You go there?
Yeah, I did tell them. I said, I brought you in this world. I'll take you out.
Yeah. When was the last time you said that to them?
Just recently, to the 17-year-old. Right. Just recently, to the 17-year-old. Yeah. Because he's working a nerve. Like, he's about to get a pip slap.
I think at 17, he probably knows.
All right.
No, he doesn't know.
Speaking of
pimp
slapping, we're going to pimp slap our way out of here.
Yes.
Wrap it up. It's actually episode 54, but it's episode 1 of season 2 of
hey,
the Hub Show.
And what
we're
up?
Expanding ourselves. We are out there with the DMV.
54
New York.
Episodes.
Yeah,
can you believe it?
54 episodes.
Is it a dream?
Pittsburgh, Philly, Virginia, West Virginia,
Texas,
New York,
California,
LA, Oklahoma.
Arizona.
Chris's life.
I'm all the best coach.
Right. Holla back.
Holla.
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 Opalaka in the house.
Opalaka. Yeah.
DJ Khaled.
Oh,
what are we doing? Shout outs. Brooklyn, the Bronx.
All right. Hub City.
Kingston, Jamaica.
We're out of here. Later.
Come to Clagman.
Yeah. All right. Hub Show. Out.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Shay Lewis, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.